From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Began. Attorneys and politicians from across the political spectrum are remembering Missouri Supreme Court Judge Richard Teitelman as a kind and generous man. Teitelman died overnight Monday at the age of 69. He'd been dealing with health problems for some time. The ACLU of Missouri's legal director, Tony Rothert, remembers arguing his first case in front of Judge Teitelman and his colleagues.
It's a pretty nerve-wracking moment when you're getting up there for the first time and not sure what to expect. Then I was just tapped on the shoulder, and there was Judge Teitelman introducing himself just as, "Hi, Rick Teitelman."
Rothert calls Teitelman a model for all judges for the way he would consider all sides of a case. A former U.S. Army explosives expert has admitted in federal court that he illegally had grenades among a cache of explosives found in his Kansas home. John Panchak of Overland Park pleaded guilty Monday in Kansas City to possessing two M67 fragmentation grenades unregistered to him. Federal prosecutors say they'll recommend probation. Panchak caught investigators' attention in May when police responded to a report of a stolen vehicle at a self-storage site. They found storage trailers vandalized, and one of them contained explosives. That trailer was later linked to Panchak. A search of his home uncovered 38 pounds of C4 explosive and other incendiary devices. Police say someone pointed a gun at a student on the campus of Culver Stockton College in northeast Missouri last night. No shots were fired and no one was hurt. Lewis County Sheriff David Parrish says that authorities received a report of the gun incident on campus at about 8 o'clock last night. Immediately after the report, school officials put the campus on lockdown. The lockdown was lifted about 2 hours later after a suspect was detained. Police gave no further information about the incident or the person in custody. The Environmental Protection Agency has increased the amount of renewable fuels that must be blended into the nation's fuel supply next year by nearly 6%. For Harvest Public Media, Sarah Bowden reports on what this means for corn and soybean producers.
Every year, the EPA adjusts the amount of renewable fuel it requires oil refiners to pump into our gas. After initially signaling lower renewable fuel goals, the agency reversed course. Economist Scott Irwin at the University of Illinois says the EPA's decision to up the number of gallons of the renewable fuel standard is good news for corn producers. Maintaining demand for ethanol creates stability. But the ruling is even better for growers of soybeans, which are often turned into advanced biofuels.
The advanced component of the RFS standards is growing rapidly right now, whereas the conventional ethanol is capped out.
Oil industry group, the American Petroleum Institute, calls the ruling a bad deal for consumers. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sarah Bowden.
And I'm Riley Began, KBIA News, Columbia.